Assalamu alaikum. So we're back again for another episode of bringing the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouses and with our children. Today the name that we're going to discuss is Al-Mutakabbir. When we look at the name Al-Mutakabbir, we understand that when applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means the most supreme or the greatest. We know that the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, are all beautiful in their application to the characteristics of Allah. If we were to apply the name of Al-Mutakabbir to humanity though, especially within the relationship realm, we see that concept of being mutakabbir is not something we'd want to embody, because it is a characteristic that applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. To be mutakabbir in a family relationship between husband and wife or between parent and child means to have kibriya, which is really holding on to the ego. It's building upon arrogance. It's holding on to a feeling that you are better or greater than those around you. We often see that ego and arrogance being one of the elements that causes a huge breakdown in the marriage relationship. When a husband or a wife feels that they are better or greater or more superior to their spouse, this often results in a lack of support, a lack of respect, and a lack of compassion. And without those elements, the respect, the compassion, the support, the marriage relationship will not be a successful one. So how do we remove that kibriya from our hearts? How do we remove it from our homes? First of all, by really pondering upon the name Al-Mutakabbir and recognizing that this is a characteristic, a trait that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And recognizing that we as human beings are like that drop of water, that when we put our finger in the ocean and we see a drop of water, us as human beings, we are that drop. And yet the beauty of the ocean belongs to Al-Mutakabbir, belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most Supreme. So when we feel that there is ego or arrogance in the relationship, when we feel that we as individuals may be suffering from that disease of the nafs where we begin to have kibriya, this is the point where we must humble ourselves. And there's a beautiful narration of one of the shuyukh of Egypt, Sheikh Sha'rawi, who used to, after every time he would give a lesson or a lecture to his students, he would go and clean the bathrooms of the masjid. And this was a way of keeping his soul humble. This was a way of him stepping away from kibriya and avoiding arrogance. So in our own homes, to avoid arrogance, to avoid ego, one thing we should all do is humble ourselves and ensure that we are always in service to our families and in service to others. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us, the best among you is the best to your family. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mutakabbir, allows us to avoid falling into the pitfall of kibriya and allows us to remove that disease of the nafs, that disease of the self, of kibriya from our homes, from our relationships, and from our interactions with our spouses and our children. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of our families, and jazakum Allahu khayran for listening. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow evening, inshallah, as we discuss the next name of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.